Coach, congratulations to you and the guys on getting win number 10 on this year.
What's up, guys?
What an amazing year, Kalani.
My goodness, man.
Kalani. This is amazing, man.
I got him. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm really happy. I don't know if you guys heard when I was on the press conference.
We did not hear that.
Okay. I just said there's something wrong with the guys after halftime, and I think a lot of it had to do with knowing that they're not in the championship game. That was – it's like, guys, okay, like, but let's keep playing. And you know what I mean? It was kind of a real weird vibe. And I think that's why you had a lot of lack of focus, especially from the offensive guys.
So did most of them pick it up at halftime? Most of them found out that the championship aspirations were over?
Yeah, I think that's just kind of some of the well, I mean, it's like you can't keep these kids away from here. They know what's going on, you know. And so I just said, guys, we can only control what we control. Let's go play this last 30 minutes for the seniors and do our best. But if you look at the mistakes that were made, a lot of them seniors, you know, that drop passes. I think it was Kibo and Darius, and just like Darius gets kicked out for the fight, and they're just kind of chippy. It's just like a lot of anger and frustration. But
by the way, since you mentioned it, on the field, Kalani, they called it unsportsmanlike conduct. So not technically a fight, but if someone decides to review it and change it to a fight, he'd miss the first half of the bowl game. But
yeah, they said that the Big 12 is going to make the decision on
okay.
all that. So.
Okay, so they will look at that then.
Yeah, I think we have to just – because I think Darius was the responding to the instigator. They threw the first punch from what I understand, but I don't know. I didn't watch it.
So, Kalani, this is just a remarkable season, and I've been so impressed week in and week out. It's not like, you know, you were thumping everybody and rubbing their face down in the dirt. You were doing what it took to get the job done. And there's a grittiness to this team that's really undefinable. It's really a beautiful thing, and I've got to imagine that goes back to the veteran leaders of it.
Yeah, and just the buy-in from all the guys, but there's so much that we can still accomplish. And, you know, the interesting thing is we really missed those extra practices last year because it could really have helped the younger guys, especially, you know, just getting them ready in the development. So now, you know, we'll see how we can utilize the time that we have with them now. But I'm just really proud of the whole group, man. I'm just proud of all of them.
So I'm interested in there was a couple of incredible plays that happened, but one of the things I loved was the QB draw, Kalani. Constant hit inside the red zone, a couple of scores off of it, the Jake Retzlaff QB draw. Talk about Aaron Roderick and some of his play calling inside the red zone.
Yeah, I thought A-Rod did a great job getting the plays, and whenever there was any issues, it was just the lack of execution and our players – Or lack of focus and concentration, but when I mean, A-Rod's not the one that dropped the ball off of a snap, you know, a shotgun snap, or didn't recover it when it was on the ground. He was not the one that fumbled the ball when we were gaining yards, and so that's the issue that we're having there, or that we slipped, you know, on the fly sweep run. It's like that. I think we just. I know it's slick out there, but if he just doesn't cut, I don't know if he needed even to cut. I just got to watch the film. But I thought everything that we did, it's like this is not the the issues weren't really the calls itself. The issues were lack of execution and focus. And so that's we've got to fix that and got to be in a way better position now than we have been because of that. We didn't put the game away because of those issues.
You know, Kalani, you get the win against Houston, and you put together a 10-2 season. You sound a little bit somber, or you sound a little bit withheld. Is there something that's kind of sitting under the skin? Is there something that's kind of holding you back? Because this feels more like it should be a celebration, and it almost feels like you feel like there's job undone or work left to be done.
Yeah, I think for me, it's I think it's just settling in that how close we were to being in the conference championship game, and that if we'd have just taken care of business earlier. So it's a lot of the stuff that, for me, it's a little bit of regret and frustration. But I'm really proud of the guys, man. I am really proud of them, but I don't think I'm just trying to kind of gather my thoughts on everything because the season's done. 10-2, the regular season, and we should be happy about that. But I just keep thinking of what could have been, you know, and what was very attainable. And so and a lot of these seniors came back this year to get us in a better position than obviously the 5-7. I think a lot of people are, I mean, when people come up to me and say, hey, we just got to make a bowl game, they're saying this to me before the season started. And I was just kind of like, whatever, man. And that's not what these seniors wanted. And so the fact that we're here, I'm glad that the seniors got their win. But I know what those guys wanted to do. And if they would have said it in public, I think everybody would have kind of scoffed and laughed at them. I didn't, you know. I said, let's go get it done. And now you can see it was very doable, very reachable. And I think a lot of people were surprised, but these guys weren't, you know. So I just want to make all their dreams come true, man. That's why I just love these guys so much. I just want them to have way better than I ever did or you ever did, Hans, or we ever had. And they do have that, but, man, we can keep this thing rolling. I was talking to a lot of seniors tonight, and they're like, Coach, I can't wait to see what we do from now until the bowl game and then what this team does in 2025.
We're visiting with Kalani Sitake on the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show. One more conversation, one more segment with the coach in our postgame conversation after this break on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to the Cougar Postgame Coaches Show on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Now, back to Hans Olsen and the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
BYU 30 and Houston 18, tonight's final score here on Senior Night at Lavelle Edwards Stadium. Kalani Sitake with us on the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show. Let's get to our Ryan Valuation Valuable Stat of the Game, whether for tax, financial reporting, or strategic purposes. When your business needs a valuation, use Ryan Valuation, formerly Econ Partners. Learn more at ryanvaluation.com. And BYU ended up, Kalani, tonight positive in the turnover margin at +1. There were a lot of giveaways tonight, 7 of them total, but you had 4 takeaways on your side, and those were a big part of your 12-point win.
Oh, my gosh. It was odd how we gave, you know, some of the turnovers, but I'm grateful that the defense was able to get some back. So, just man, they've been doing that all year long, and we need to go to them. Especially, it just seemed like we had the game under control. All you had to do is punch it in. You know, a couple times that we're down there, so instead of just kicking a field goal and turning it over.
So, Kalani, Coach Prime earlier today addressed the media and essentially said, look, this team's not opting out. Nobody's going anywhere. I know he doesn't have the full say in it, but he's definitely trying to leverage the players to make sure that they're there playing together. What do you expect from your roster in bowl preparation? Are you expecting pretty much a full roster, or have guys come to you and said, I think we're going to head out and get ready for the NFL?
I haven't heard one person say that they're going to opt out. I've heard all the guys excited to extend the season. When we got bowl eligible, they're excited about that. And then you know, looking at their goals of what they wanted to accomplish, I feel like they – but I don't know. I mean, it's a different time. But I imagine we're – for me, I'm thinking about the practices that we're going to be able to work with our players, the development that we need, the getting these guys in sync and having them in rhythm and playing great football in all three phases, that's what we need to get done. And then if it happens to be the guys opt out, I don't encourage them to do that, because this is like, you know, during the whole year that you're going to play, you know, in a 12 regular season games and possibly a bowl game, if not better than that. So I imagine these guys would want to play. And I'm with Prime. I think these guys should play. It's such a cool experience. Hans, you and I have been part of that, and I mean, this just, you make some really cool memories of being around your teammates, and and it's your last time that you get to be around these seniors. It will never be the same again. These guys will be gone. The 22 guys that we had, I mean, a good number of them are going to be gone.
I just remember when our senior year ended together, Kalani, all I wanted to do was play another game with you.
Yeah, exactly, you know, and then just spend time and hang out. And I think that's probably whenever we see each other, socially or just in hanging out, like, you know, I see you in the hotels or see you at practice, it's like I just want to go hang out with you, man.
Yeah.
That feeling doesn't go away. It still lasts even over 20 years of being teammates.
Kalani, it's, if anything, this past year and offseason proved that we just don't know, especially with the portal and everything else, what teams are going to look like year to year. Let's remember the fact that four teams tie for the lead here to end the Big 12. ASU, BYU, Iowa State, and Colorado, all 7-2. And these teams were picked 6th, 11th, 13th, and 16th in the preseason rankings. We just don't know. You got to play it out. And it just shows that, why not BYU? It was that close to being you this year. And you finished tied for first at the end of the regular season.
Yeah, exactly. And with the new landscape of college football, with the playoffs, the bowl system, it's everything, the rankings, how it goes, we're in a really good spot. We're in an awesome conference. And so we now have a path that we can get to the playoffs if we do things right. But this is pretty cool, man. I think for us is we have our culture, we know our identity, we know what we're about, we know what we represent, and so we just keep working with that. And you know, I imagine that there's going to be a lot of guys that are attracted to wanting to be here. That's why the Caleb Etienne's and the Jack Kelly's and all those guys want to come and be a part of this culture and represent themselves here at BYU. You know, so that's always going to be a draw, and I think that for us to have the guys that are right fit is going to be the key, and then just guys that want to be here too. I mean, that's I can coach the guys that want to be here. I can do all that, but there's a lot of guys that really fit here that just don't know about it, and that's in recruiting in high school and recruiting in the portal and things like that. But the focus will always be on the opportunities here more than anything, not money or anything like that.
Speaking of guys just doing what you asked to do and being a part of the culture, we hand out honorees after every game, and we gave one to Waylon Lapu'aho for moving out to that right tackle position. And I thought he played really well, Kalani. From my point of view, things looked really solid in what you were asking him to do. And not just Waylon, you had a few guys move position. Bruce Mitchell comes back in, plays guard for you. Just talk about the guys that played up front offensively and what they had to do to go through some of the adjustments to be ready.
Yeah, I mean, look at the big tree at left tackle. Caleb Etienne did a great job for us all year there. And
Should be a Big 12 conference player.
He should be an all-conference player. He's had such an amazing year. I anticipate him getting drafted. We have a good history of tackles getting drafted here. You look at the right tackle with Kime that played there, and then he obviously got hurt, and we are hoping to get him. I think there's a chance he'll be able to play with us in the bowl game. And then you had Jada step in, and he unfortunately got hurt and wasn't able to play this game. But you know, you have guys that have been able to fill in there. But you look at what those guys did there. And tonight we had to move Waylon Lapu'aho out there. You had to play Sonny Macassini at left guard, which Waylon's been left guard the entire time. But you take Sonny, who's played center and right guard, and then now you move Bruce Mitchell to right guard, and Connor Pay stays at center. But, you know, when we're practicing, Connor Pay got some reps at tackle. Jake Eichhorn got some reps at tackle. T.J. Woods just cross-trains all these guys. So, you know, we had a lot of guys getting reps at tackle and guard and center. So, you know, Bruce and Sonny could snap the ball at center too. So, T.J. Woods has done an amazing job cross-training all these guys. And, Hans, you know it's hard to go from a right guard to left guard.
Yep.
How about going from left guard to right tackle?
No, that's tough, man.
That's tough. And Waylon did it, and it was an easy thing. And only to do it on a Monday, to play in a game on Saturday, it speaks to the hard work that Waylon has and his ability to you know, just be able to just adapt to whatever's given to him, whatever challenge it is. And then also TJ getting his guys in and just being ready for it. I mean, we've had, like I said, you have a guy like Jake Eichhorn that can play all five positions, Connor Pay, Wayne Lapuaho. And then it's nice when you can have Keim and Big Tree just sit there and say, no, we're just fine at tackle. We're okay. But Jada can play left and right tackle. You look at the O-line, these guys can play a lot of different positions, and they can get in a left and right-handed stance. It's really awesome.
Have you been either informed or prepared about anything to anticipate relative to BYU's bowl game destination, or are you just like the rest of us and waiting to see what happens next Sunday?
No, yeah, I was told possibly Alamo or Pop-Tarts, you know, so that's kind of what the two bowl games that are kind of out there. I don't know if I was supposed to say that or not. Is that?
No, that makes sense, okay. Because, I mean, as one of the top four teams in the Big 12, and with the other two being Pac-12 programs, those teams are still tied to their old bowls, and so the top two bowls in the pecking order after the CFP are those two bowls, and so it would make sense that if you're in the top four, you're going to be in the mix for one of those two. So, yeah.
Yeah, this is the and, you know, I mean, we're just happy to go to a bowl game to extend the season. I said it in the earlier that I want those extra practices. They're so vital to the program. We need those, and they just I think from tonight you saw that we've got to make up a lot of ground and play really really good focus and fundamentally sound football at this bowl game, and then I think that's going to really help us and this program get into 2025.
You know, it's so weird to me, Kalani, that BYU can't put together some type of plea to the College Football Committee and say, you know, we're a 10-2 team, and let them know. SMU might win the ACC championship, Kalani. They're going to go play Clemson, and I've got them favored over Clemson. Clemson just got beat by South Carolina. I expect SMU to win the ACC championship, and you guys beat them by not even allowing them in the end zone in their home. And then you just go down the line. Baylor was a really good win. Kansas State was a really good win. And I guess that's part of the bitterness. Like, I'm trying to be really excited because 10-2, it's so incredibly exciting. But there is a part of me that's like,
yeah,
man, well, it was right there. But I still am like, why can they not make a plea at 10-2? There's going to be a three-loss team in the college football playoffs, yeah, if BYU isn't a part of it.
Well, you've convinced me, Hans. I think the playoffs should go to 24, and let's just go play. Let's just do this the right way. Let's get 24 teams in there. Everyone will be represented. It's fair for everybody. Let's go play ball. And I think that's the next step. I mean, it could be done. You know, the FCS level has proven that you could do it that way. It could be fun. But at least we're at 12 now. I mean, that's pretty cool. Remember the days where it just used to be two?
Yeah.
And then four seemed like, oh, we can't do this much longer. And then now we're at 12, and we haven't even done it yet, and we're like, ah, it's not enough.
Yeah,
we got to move on.
It.
Yeah, so I think that's kind of where it's going to be headed, and I'm all for it, man. But I love being in the conversation. I just love the way the team finished. Obviously, this will be a good lesson for us on you just cannot let those games slip by. You can't make those mistakes, and especially in this conference, and thinking that you're just going to run away with games. No one owes you anything. You have to go out and find a way to end games and take it right away. Otherwise, you can get hurt by a team like Houston or a team like Kansas. They've proven it quite a bit that anybody can be dangerous in this conference. We were the dangerous ones last year, too. You know what I mean? So, but we played some close games and things like that. This year, I think being 7-2 in the conference was awesome compared to 2-7 last year.
Yep.
You know, so if we can find some consistency and find ways to just be better and improve our talent on the team with development and with hard work and sacrifices, everything has a price. And so these guys need to learn that if we're going to be better next year and take advantage of our opportunities, then we got to pay the price. And the price is discipline, focus, and you got to sacrifice something, man, and what the others aren't willing to sacrifice. And we're at BYU. We're kind of set up for that, where you can really focus on football. Jake Russell said it quite often that he's got another year left to play, so that's going to be really good for us. And I've seen our team develop and get better every week. And all we see is what we do in the games, but I've watched this team, and we just went through the O-line, the depth, and the ability to change positions. Hans, you know that's hard to do, right?
Yeah.
And these guys did that within a year with T.J. Woods. Imagine what the next year is going to look like with them. And it's also reminds me that, you know, just trying to keep my staff together is going to be key too.
Yeah.
Kalani, finally, 1 year ago at this time, after your final regular season game, our last conversation with you was our last conversation because there wasn't a postseason. Mm-hmm. Now we know that we get to talk with you after one more game, which is a great feeling, and we don't know where it's going to be, but it's going to be something that's been well earned by you and the boys, and we look forward to doing this with you one more time.
Well, I look forward to going and watching some basketball games with the women's and men's basketball team and seeing some of the winter sports perform. It's going to be a lot of fun. Congratulations to cross country, men's and women's winning national championship. Yeah, BYU is a fun place to be. It's awesome to be a fan. I just happen to be a fan and a former player and the head coach. So I'm living the dream. Hanson, would you ever thought that when we were playing in college and sharing this locker room and being sitting next to each other in our lockers that you'd be on the radio and I'd be on the radio too and we'd be in this capacity just doing these jobs? It's pretty cool, man.
I was just watching the video of our senior year when the president of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, Gordon B. Hinckley, came into our locker room. I was watching the video today. And you're in it, and I'm in it, and we're laughing with Lavelle, giving him a hard time, and you were a captain. I was not a captain because I was too goofy, they say. And, and you know, that senior year together, it was magical. But, no, I'd have never thought that I'd be up here in the booth and you'd be down there making actual money while I'm up here with Greg.
The one thing that's consistent is the voice of the Cougars still exists, name being Greg Wrubell.
He's the beast, man.
And just love working with you guys. I love that our fans get to hear the game of football through your voices. And you guys have a great insight on everything. I just have to tell you guys, you know, that I'm thankful for your friendship and your mentoring me and your patience with me because I've learned quite a bit from you guys. And same thing with the fans. I hope they know how much we love them and how much I appreciate all of them. It gets me emotional just thinking about it, that I get to see and I get to be in a stadium that's named after one of my favorite people of all time, Lavelle Edwards. And, man, I miss him. I miss the wonderful fans that have been around, that have passed. We have a young man named Joseph that was one of our True Blue heroes that passed last week. And, you know, we see a lot of wonderful fans that have come through. The fans that are here currently and those that are past, the legacy will always live on. And I can't believe that. And I'm so honored. And I'm just really, so it's just thinking about it, just so happy that I get to be a part of this. And I get to be in this seat, and so I don't take it for granted one bit.
Well, we sure love and appreciate you and your connection as a conduit to Cougar Nation, and we can't wait to talk with you again after a football game and wherever that's going to be. We're going to have a great time getting ready for it and calling it, and thank you tonight, and as always, we wish you the very best and look forward to talking to you again.
Let's go, bro. Appreciate you guys. Love you guys so
much. Thanks, Kalani.
Love you. Congratulations, Kalani.
Go Cougs. Thank you.